Talking property for Gemmell Homes. Craig stands behind every home he builds.
Good on you, Anthony. Thank you, mate. And Anthony, back just before Saturday morning at the football at 10 o'clock with another bulletin of 8:82, 6pr News. Good morning, Rob Druitt.
Good morning, Harvey. How are you?
Very well indeed. Now, let's get the really nasty bit out of the program out of the way.
What's that?
The nasty bit is, I don't know whether your email and your phone, the text service on your phone, has been bombarded by a certain president.
No, I've got nothing. Zip, zero, zilt.
Let's introduce our very, very special guest today. We haven't had anyone in from Keystart, and for that we really apologise, because it's the most important part of the property scene.
It certainly is, and very unique. I was talking to her, I guess we'll talk very soon about, very unique to Western Australia.
Is it?
Yes. Okay. Other states do not have this. We're leading the way, huh?
Of course we do. Absolutely right. Lisa De Cesare is the lady in question. And Lisa, thank you for agreeing to join us on the program today, all for the cost of a chai latte.
No problems at all. Thanks, Harvey. Thanks for having me.
And Lisa's here to answer each and every one of the questions that you might have about Keystart. And also we want to talk a bit about shared equity. Just in broad terms, Lisa, Keystart, what's it all about? Who's eligible and all that sort of thing?
Sure, Harvey. Keystart's role in the market is to offer affordable home finance options to those on lower to moderate incomes and those with minimal deposit achieve home ownership. Without Keystart, a lot of those borrowers wouldn't have probably been able to enter the property market.
Now, it's income-based, obviously, or means-tested, I suppose you'd have to say. What's the criteria?
Yes, it's income-based. We obviously only want to target a certain demographic of the market. We have two options at Keystart. We have shared ownership, and we also have our standard low-deposit home loan. So, in particular, with our Shared Start, Shared Ownership product, the income cap for singles is $70,000, and for couples and families it's $90,000. So,
is that gross or after tax?
Gross income.
Yeah.
So for those clients who are sort of earning under that and have a very minimal deposit, they should call us to see if they qualify.
Okay.
Deposits are down to $2,000, is it?
Or? Yeah, the minimum deposit requirement is a minimum of $2,000 or 2%. Generally, it's 2% in today's property prices.
Okay. Now, let's talk a little bit. Well, first of all, before we get off Keystart per se, what properties qualify for people applying for a Keystart loan?
Yeah, well, with shared ownership, that's a little bit different.
We'll go to shared equity in a minute, but just
yeah,
in general.
For our standard Keystart clients applying for our low-deposit home loan, the property maximum purchase price in the metropolitan area is $480,000. So we don't target any property purchase prices greater than that.
And that's
It's not much below the median house price, actually. So
it sits around 90%.
Which means, effectively, theoretically, 45% of properties in Perth can be bought through the program.
Correct, yeah.
Okay, well, let's talk about shared equity. Now, for those that don't know what shared equity is, what it basically means is that you can get yourself into a property that you may not be able to afford to buy on your own. Well, the good old government comes in and says, well, give us a certain percentage of that property, and after it's sold, if nothing's changed, we'll take our X percent back. That is in very broad and very simplistic terms how it works, isn't it, Lise?
That's correct. Yeah, what the government does is they act as a silent co-owner in partnership with yourself to be able to assist you to get into home ownership. So basically, if you can only afford to buy 70% or 80% of that property now, the housing authority actually chips in the extra 30% or 20% so that you can afford to buy something out there in today's property market. And should your circumstances change, it's basically in the client's best interest, or we strongly encourage them to purchase out the remaining share at a later date.
Yes, when perhaps they're enjoying better financial times.
That's it. Yeah. Yep.
Now, what homes qualify for shared equity?
Basically, under the Shared Start scheme, the housing authority lists a variety of properties that they build in affordable suburbs around the state. So to see which properties they can purchase, you go onto their Opening Doors website. They've offered it in historically, in the last 12 months, it's been sort of Harrisdale, Brabham, Ellenbrook, those types of areas. Mm. But to see what's up and coming, yeah, the website's where to go.
Mm. We did a bit of work with Keystart and certainly Department of Housing in Mirrabooka, and that yes. worked really well. And having that conjunction where Department of Housing construct the housing and then are able to work with Keystart to enable the financing, you know, the buyers that we found, pretty much all young professionals, but didn't have hadn't been working for long enough to save up enough money to have a deposit, but were really keen to get into the market at an affordable price. So the great thing was that they're able to buy in with a shared equity. It varies depending on your income, doesn't it? Anywhere between 10% and 30%, 40%. Depending, but the fantastic for them because they can get into the market and then they can buy out the government down the track if they wish, which is a great opportunity for them.
Yeah, they certainly can. As soon as their circumstances change, they can buy back the share.
All right, now if you've got a question for Lisa to do with Keystart, shared equity, whatever you want to talk about in regards to her area of expertise, don't hesitate. 9221882 is the number to call. Rob's here to answer all your other, of course, general property queries, whatever they might happen to be. 9221882. Now, all those people, Lisa, who call us, they go into the draw for a $100 cash bonus today. $100 cash.
Awesome.
Made possible by Craig Gemmell of Gemmell Homes. Craig stands behind every home he builds, of course. So 9221882 is the number. You can always send a text. You won't qualify for the prize, but we're more than happy to accept texts. 19999677. Or if you want to send an email, just pop it into harvey@6pr.com.au. Go to the phones, get in nice and early. We find invariably as we get towards 10 o'clock, we have to say, unfortunately,
time gets away, doesn't it?
Kamer,
you know, it's 10 o'clock.
Kamer, our producer, is forced to say, sorry, you run out of time. So don't let that happen to you. Call us now, 9221882. Massive surprise on Tuesday, not the Reserve Bank.
No, that's right. Yes, you would. I think the odds were you wouldn't even bother betting.
No.
Not surprising. Now, this week, interestingly, certainly interestingly for me, I was over in Melbourne for the Australasian Auctioneering Championships. And I might say Victorian won. Australia has taken back the Bledisloe Cup of Auctioneering.
Oh, thank God for that.
Last 4 years, those damn New Zealanders.
Yes.
It's hard for me to confess, but they are fantastic auctioneers. But they were beaten this time. We had two New South Welshmen, two New Zealanders, and a Victorian in the final, and the Cup's back in Australia. So that's good.
That's fantastic.
But what was very interesting was talking to all the agents around the country and how the market is going over east, and it would appear that finally maybe a little bit of the puff's coming out of the Sydney market. And when we're talking about interest rates, that may open up for some movement in interest rates, because as we've said before on the show, the Reserve Bank very unlikely to lower rates when the market's still cooking over east.
No chance. All right, Lisa, we're going to put you to work straight away, I think, with our first caller, Peter of Dun Craig. Hi, Pete.
Good morning, panel, and Lisa. Just not so much on the buying side of it for Keystart, but when it comes to the selling side of the Keystart property, providing there's still 20 or 30% in there for the government, how much argy-bargy is there when it comes to selecting an agent, the listing authority, how much of an offer will be accepted, when it comes to that sort of thing? And obviously, you have to, someone from the government has to represent that sale, surely.
Yeah, a bunch of great questions there, Pete.
Yeah, sure, Peter. Look, to answer your questions, It's the same as a normal sale, except you've got a joint co-ownership involved. So what actually needs to happen is anyone can actually sell that property. However, the housing authority does have the first option to buy back that property, and they'll either give us an answer, yes or no. So the process does take that little bit longer, obviously, than a normal sale process. The department will take, obviously, a payout figure is worked out, and it's based on the current market valuation of the property at that particular point in time.
Independent valuation, wouldn't it, Lisa?
Yes, it's an independent valuation. All tenant improvements that have been done by the borrower since the time they've purchased the property are also included and removed off the Housing Authority's payout figure. So quite fair.
So if the tenant was to put a pergola in the courtyard or add air conditioning or something, then the department would take that into account and take that off, and so that they get a return on that.
They certainly would, yeah.
Yep.
With approval from the council folks, by the way.
Yes, of course.
Yes, must be council approved.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Peter, does that answer your question? Oh, he's gone. So, well, there you go. You've nailed it in one there, Lisa.
Hopefully
well
he's off
played.
On the Department of Housing website to find some properties and then give Keystar a call on Monday and get a loan.
And call us now, 9221 882.
Talking property for Gemmell Homes. Craig stands behind every home he builds.
On Sports Today, the boys asked Port Adelaide coach Ken Hinckley about the AFL's illicit drug policy.
The harder we get on it, the better we'll be. That's my theory on it all, and I'm totally a zero-tolerance person, and I think anything less than that is allowing people to do things that I consider breaking the law, so I shouldn't be allowed.
Sports Today, back Monday from 6 on 882, 6PR.
Hi, it's Sonia from Rogue Wolf. We're still a family-owned and run business, and our brother and sister team is bigger and better than ever. We have a great packing reputation, and we're always out on the road, quoting and moving. We get the hard part done quickly and professionally. So when you want an efficient team to help you complete your next move, see my brother and I at Rogue Wolf. We'll get it done.
Rogue Wolf, we're the leader of the pack.
RogueWolf.com.au.
Get ready for the footy finals at Harvey Norman. With massive deals on big screen TVs, you'll have the home ground advantage for all the big games. And for 4 big days, get bonus delivery and desktop installation on all TVs 50 inches or larger. Plus, purchase any Samsung, LG, Panasonic, Sony or Hisense Netflix compatible Ultra HD TV and receive 6 months of Netflix. Conditions apply. Delivery within 15Ks of store. Standard desktop installation only. See store for details. Get into Harvey Norman now. Ends Monday.
Go! Right now at Masters, get yourself a handy curved or straight-handle Sanley line trimmer for just $99. That's right, an amazing $99. Both trimmers come with a 26cc two-stroke bump head auto feed and 40cm cutting width, plus a safety guard and one-year warranty. They're perfect for brush cutting, line trimming and dealing with heavy grass and weeds. A handy Sanley line trimmer for just $99, but when they are gone, they are gone. So hurry into Masters, Australia's fastest growing hardware store.
Caring for a family these days is more demanding than ever.
Wizard Pharmacy has introduced Family Essential Savers.
A range of big brand Family Essentials
at unbelievably low prices.
Nature's Own Fish Oil, 1,000 milligram, 200 capsules, $8.99.
Caltrate Calcium, 600 milligram, 120 tablets, $7.99.
Centrum Advanced Multivitamin, 100 tablets, $14.99.
Wizard understands that a healthy family budget
makes a healthy family.
Family Essential Savers.
At the same low price.
All day.
Every day of the year.
Check out the full range at wizardpharmacy.com.au.
And the following is brought to us by Gemmell Homes. I am now speaking with Craig Gemmell. Morning, Craig.
Good morning, Harvey. Yeah, look, I thought I'd update you today because we were really pleased last weekend with the efforts of our team who recently took out the Big Builder Training Apprentices Award for 2015.
Hey, well done. And,
mate, thank you. It's our seventh consecutive year taking out the title, and it's the way that we're really creating great opportunities within the building industry.
Yeah, look, why is it so important to keep training apprenticeship opportunities alive?
Well, Harvey, if we don't get on top of the skills shortage in our industry, it leads to housing affordability issues in the future. And these apprentices are the future of our industry, and the knowledge and training that we share with them now ensures that the same quality construction can be delivered in the future.
And how does Gemmell Homes Apprenticeship Program actually work?
We actually partner up with the HIA, the Housing Industry Association, and we've currently got about 20 apprentices in the HIA Big Builder Program, and we've been involved with that also for 7 years. And it's an award-winning program that's seen many success stories, mate. And three of our apprentices received individual recognition at the recent HIA Awards night. And over the years, many of these apprentices have become part of the Gemmell Trades team.
Well, you must be doing something right, mate. And it does sound like a great opportunity to set oneself up for life, really. Where can potential apprentices find out more?
Yeah, look, Harvey, the best way is have a look at the HIA apprenticeship site on their website. And there's heaps of information on there. Or give us a bell on 9263 4450, or the Gemmell website, gemmell.com.au, and we can put them in touch with the HIA as well.
GEMMILL.com.au. Good on you, mate. Have a great weekend.
You too. Thanks, Harvey.
That was Craig Gemmell on behalf of Gemmell Homes.
On 6PR's Weekend Wake Up, we're talking property.
We are indeed. Of course, Rob Durrett here, as he always is. He was nearly bumped today because arriving here first was Lisa De Cesare. And Rob said, I've left my card a swipe card, and I said, keep driving, I've got Lisa up there. Lisa and I'll handle the show, mate.
I was lucky to get in, wasn't I?
Somehow you scaled the wall and climbed through an open window.
Anyway, there you go.
Right, now.
Got to do what you got to do.
We got Blake. Hello, Blake. No, we haven't. We've got Peter. Hello, Peter.
Oh, g'day, mate. Guys, how are you all?
Good. Peter's at Salter Point.
Yes, I am. I'm just chasing some information in, or wondering some, about the joint ownership scenario. If I'm looking at something to do with my children, if the child bought the property and it was a joint ownership with the government, does the name go on the title as both the government and the child, or does the government hold it a caveat over the title? And then my second question is, when they elect to pay out the government's proportion, I know you said that they take off the money for any improvements that are done, but what happens in relation to the stamp duty for that portion?
Yep, Peter, I can answer both those questions for you. First question, in relation to what goes on the title, the Housing Authority will go on the title with the purchaser. So it could be, I'm going to use Mrs. Joe Bloggs, as we do in every scenario.
Good old Mrs. Bloggs.
Mrs. Bloggs.
Owns a lot of property.
Mrs. Bloggs as to 80 undivided 100th shares, and the Housing Authority is to 20 undivided 100 shares. A caveat is also registered underneath that first registered mortgage to protect the housing's interest. In relation to your second question, in relation to purchasing out the shares, did you want to, sorry,
yeah,
repeat?
Yeah, it's about whether the stamp duty, what stamp duty title, and is it a normal rate, and how do they work?
Yeah, for the it depends on the product, and it depends on when they took out the transaction. But for our shared start, shared ownership product, which is currently in place, the purchaser is exempt from stamp duty for the first 10 years from the moment that transaction is settled. So they've got a good 10 years to actually purchase back all the shares and own that property 100% without paying any transfer duty.
That's a good deal. Yeah, because the thresholds apply as well, don't they?
Correct, so, that's
but,
it.
Good on you. Is that
the deal just gets better and better.
So, Pete, you happy with that?
Yep, absolutely. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Peter.
Thank you very much indeed, Peter. Now, I've got a text here for you, Lisa. If a couple with baby... This is in text, so please forgive me. Yeah. My interpretation may not be exactly right. I think it is. Couple's got a baby, right? And one works, one is on a disability pension. They have $15,000 deposit. Are they able to get Keystart? Teresa sends that in.
Are they? Look, it depends on the primary income's gross income. So depending on which product they're after, we do have different income cappings. It's not a lot of information for me to grasp on at the moment, but without knowing, it sounds like they're eligible certainly for something, but they need to call through and speak to us.
So, we do. Teresa, that's right. Give us a call, Teresa, and talk to us. And that way Lisa can ask you a few questions. But is it a reasonable assumption to say if one person's working, they earn a certain amount of money? Is the disabled pension coming in from the other person, is that added to the gross income?
It certainly is. Mm. We do accept most forms of Centrelink income there at Keystart. Mm. We even have our own social housing programs, our loan for disabilities. We provide share ownership options on that as well.
Good. Excellent. All right. Teresa, I hope that answers your question. If you'd like, as I say, to learn a little bit more, then please give us a call on 9221182. Borders clear. Your chance to have a chat to Rob or Lisa right now.
Talking property for Gemmell Homes. Craig stands behind every home he builds.
Hi, Dawn French here. Do feel free to come and see me in my show, which is called 30 Million Minutes.
See Dawn French live at the Riverside Theatre, March 2016.
To be honest, if you don't come, you're going to feel like a fool, so I'll leave it with you.
Go to the win page at 6br.com.au for your chance to win tickets. Or book now at livenation.com.au. Dawn French, live in Perth. Presented in association with 6PR.
Kitchen renovation no longer has to blow out your budget. Dianella Polishing have developed an innovative and cost-effective way to get the kitchen you've been dreaming of without losing any kitchen use. Using a new technique of resurfacing old peeling vinyl doors that reverses any damage and adding a coating of two-pack paint in the colour of your choice. See your kitchen transform from old and dull to stylishly modern at a third of the price compared to cabinet makers. For a quote, visit dianellapolishing.com.au.
Curtis Stone here for the Coles Nurture Fund. Over the next 5 years, the Coles Nurture Fund will provide $50 million in grants and loans to small Australian business to help them grow and innovate. And one of the first Nurture Fund grants has been awarded to Yarran Abbey Holdings in WA. Yarran Abbey produces some 12,000 tonnes of grain annually, and with the Nurture Fund grant, we'll build Australia's first large-scale quinoa processing facility, reducing imports from South America. Coles Nurture Fund, helping Australian food producers get a little better every day.
Right now at Masters, get yourself a handy curved or straight-handle Sanley line trimmer for just $99. That is right, an amazing $99. Both trimmers come with a 26cc two-stroke bump head auto feed and 40cm cutting width, plus a safety guard and a one-year warranty. They're perfect for brush cutting, line trimming and dealing with heavy grass and weeds. A handy Sanley line trimmer for just $99. But when they're gone, they're gone. So hurry into Masters, Australia's fastest growing hardware store.
What does every dad want this Father's Day? A gift from Camac. That's what. Camac's retail and specialist RV stores are jam-packed with terrific Father's Day gifts for the caravaner, camper or off-roader at very special prices. Make his next big adventure the journey of a lifetime, or just pick up a bargain at the Camac Father's Day sale. Visit your nearest Camac caravan and RV parts specialist this Father's Day and choose from their huge product range, or find your nearest Camac outlet at camac.com. Camac, go further this Father's Day.
Get Australia's favourite mid-size sedan, new look Toyota Camry LT's petrol from $28,990 drive away, and enjoy flexible finance options available with Toyota Access. Drive it, feel it, love it, own it.
Come into Newtown Toyota East Vic Park and talk to our friendly team to purchase your new Camry faster.
For models, terms and conditions, visit toyota.com.au. Approved applicants only. Terms and conditions apply. Toyota Finance Australia Limited. AFSL and Australian Credit Licence 392536.
Modern home improvers, design, extend or renovate.
Want to see how your extension will look before you build? At Modern Home Improvers, we'll walk you through your design using the latest 3D technology so you can see the possibilities, not just imagine them. Contact the award-winning family business in single and second story additions. Modernhomeimprovers.com.au, one of Perth's leading extension specialists for over 34 years. BRN 12589.
Modern Home Improvers, yeah.
This is the Weekend Wake Up with Rod Tiley.
No, it's not. What did I play that one for? We'll play that one.
On the Weekend Wake Up, we're talking property.
However, you see, I actually did that deliberately, Rob.
Did you?
Yes, because Rod will be sitting in the...
your madness.
Yes. No, I didn't. I stuffed up. But Rod will be sitting in this chair next Saturday. So that's just a flag that, you see.
Ah,
so
there
you
go.
Now, we've got some callers on the board. We'll be speaking to them very shortly. But our great mate, Carolyn from down there in Coolbelup, has sent us a text.
Now she sent us
an email.
An email. So it's interesting. I'll just read it out. Yes, she says that my dad owned a property which was his father's, and he owned it for 7 years. Dad finally decided to sell it after settlement. He received his settlement statement, as you do, from the settlement agent. On it was his land tax bill, which he'd been paying for the last 7 years, which wasn't a problem, but the cost of the land tax was $1,450. The land tax previously had been around $850 because the unimproved value was around $650,000. Dad contacted the settlement agent, and she said that he would need to contact the Office of State Revenue, as they are the people who decide on how much land tax needs to be paid. He did this, and he was told that the reason was it had gone up so much was because the legislation before Parliament hasn't passed yet for the increase in land tax. Dad said to the lady from the Office of State Revenue, how can you charge for something that isn't law yet?
Not a bad question.
Her response was, get stuff, rude letter to follow. No, she didn't say that. well, it isn't passed yet, but if it does, and or if it doesn't pass, then you'll get a credit. Have you heard of this before? No, I haven't. Is there anything that he can do? Probably not. Look, land tax is a real bugbear for landowners in Western Australia, and it is a very a rough tax, because 85% of land tax is paid only by 8% of landowners. So it is not a broad-based tax at all. It's quite an unfair tax on a small number of investors. And very annoyingly for landowners across Western Australia, it has increased proportionately each of the last 3 years. Now, the effect of that, together with increases in valuations on the property, have been a double, triple, quadruple whammy, and hence the reason here that all of a sudden it's gone up quite substantially, $850 to $1,450. I mean, it's almost the doubling of the land tax. Look, I'd suggest what he can do. He can question the valuation of the property. You can always do that and get it reassessed. That is one part of the formula. The actual increase, yes, it will be legislated. It's just a matter of time. I mean, that's going to happen.
Oh, well, it is. You know? But what I find absolutely amazing is that they are acting at this present point of time on a bill that is before Parliament, not legislation that has been passed by Parliament. I mean, what if it goes belly up? It could.
Well, that's right.
We'll give you your money back. Yeah, well.
Well, a good example of that is the taking away of the $3,000 for the first home buyers. Now, that was announced in the budget, but it wasn't given royal assent until months and months later, so it was still available because it hadn't come in at law yet. So, look, I would certainly be questioning it, I would be objecting to it, most definitely.
I would too.
It's an outrageous increase.
Good on you, Carolyn, and go and make Dougie some breakfast now. Irene of Eden Hill. Good day,
just
Irene.
Be plain toast by the sounds of it. Right.
Good morning.
About 36 years ago, we rented, first of all, from the State Housing Commission, and then in 1991, we able to buy. Now, it was shared equity. I forget, it was 31 one way and 29 the other. And every time anything was done of that, we paid our share and the half party paid theirs. Now, my husband's passed away, and I wanted to know, when I go and the house is sold, what is the situation then?
Yes, hi Irene. The situation at that point is it's exactly what we would do now. So if the share is still 29%, Housing Authority, the property will be valued, Irene, whatever the market value is at that particular point in time, less any improvements that you have made to that property since the time you've purchased it, will be taken off and as an added benefit to yourself, and a payout figure will be quoted. Generally, when someone passes away, the natural course of probate is to occur, and we deal with any executors of the estate appointed under those wills.
Well, actually, I did ring Keysart a couple of years ago, and they told me that when the house is sold, Keysart straight away take their percentage of the shared equity out of the total sum it was sold for.
Well, the Housing Authority take their percentage on whatever the contract is signed up at that particular point in time, whatever the sale price is. But a market valuation needs to be done first, Irene,
yes,
to
I know
determine
that. Part of it, but just what I was thinking, if it's the total price, like there's nothing being done to the house that needs to be paid for, why do they take the full shared equity, out of the full total of the sale price?
I believe it's taken off the market value, Irene, so I'm not sure who quoted you that.
Oh, well, Keystar told me that. I rang them up. Anyway,
you are getting an updated version of... Now, I'd be relying on what Lisa's saying to you, Irene. Thanks for that. Gabrielle of Coolbullup. Hello, Gabrielle.
Hello.
G'day.
Hi.
Far away.
My question is, I actually earned just a little bit over $70,000, so that's a bummer. But
yes
I
and
was
no.
thinking, yeah, if...
Come
if,
and work
is
here.
There a, yeah. Is there a way to, like, if I was to do salary sacrifice on something, does that take my earnings down, or would that be all considered as part of it?
Unfortunately, Irene, no. We would include salary sacrificing as part of your gross income.
In total.
Yeah, in
but
total.
It would be based on the previous 2 years, isn't it? Is that how?
No, there's lots of different criteria that's involved, but it's your current income.
Yep.
You need to be employed for a minimum of 6 months with your current employer if you're a PAYG employee, and if your salary plus your salary sacrifice is $10,000, for example, on top of your normal base that you receive in hand, we would add the two together.
Just go to your employer, he'd be happy to drop your wage and you'll qualify.
Yeah, I wouldn't be happy about that.
No, okay, it's not going to work.
Good on you. Thanks, Gabrielle. Brenton of Brookdale. G'day, Brenton.
Yeah, hi, guys. Just the question, how is a caveat applied to a property? And if that was the case, do you have to... How are you notified that there's a caveat being put on your property?
Basically, that's all handled by your settlement agent at the settlement transaction of the property. You'll basically be notified on your settlement statement. They will list down the cost of putting a caveat on the property, and basically... it's all part of your co-owner's deed and your fee structure when you take out a key start loan. It'll all be in your loan contract.
There's a separate contract for co-ownership, isn't there? Which actually most people should have. Like when you buy a property with your brother or sister or a third party, not necessarily married couples, but certainly when you're buying as tenants in common investment, you really should have a co-ownership agreement. And obviously, you have that with apartment housing.
That's not really where I'm coming from. I had a bit of a dust up with a partner, and I just want to know how I would find out if that particular person, through her lawyer,
has lodged a caveat on a property. Yep.
Yes.
Okay. Look, you can do a search. You can do what they call a check search, which is a little bit cheaper than a full search through Landgate. And that'll show what's on the title and if a caveat has been lodged on the title.
Do you have to be notified that there has been a caveat put on the property?
I would think so. If you're a co-owner, then I think you would be notified about it.
We're not co-owners. I own the property, but this person threatened to rip
me off. Well, then I would think so. Yes, we need Mike Bradley here from Landgate to answer that one. But people can't just put caveats on properties unless they've got a registrable interest.
Might need Paul Donovan as well.
Mm. So I would think so, yes. And certainly you can check it straight away online, either going to the rewa.com site or to the Landgate site and do a title search.
Yeah, okay.
Or contact Landgate directly.
I don't want a surprise when I go to sell the property.
Absolutely. Yep.
Hello, I can't sell it because this person's got a caveat.
Yeah.
How can a person have a caveat put on a property that they don't have a financial interest in if your name's on the title?
Well, they seem to think that they've got an interest because of a relationship we had.
But has that gone through the family court as such?
No.
Yeah, well, then they may not be able to register. You know, they need to. The onus of proof is on the person putting the caveat on to prove to Landgate that they have a registrable interest. Like, you can't just roll up and go, "Oh, I wouldn't mind some money from this guy. I'm going to put a caveat on his property." So,
it hasn't happened.
I would ring the advisory line at Landgate. Give them a call on Monday, and they'll be able to explain it to you fully.
Okay, thank you for that.
Good on you.
Good luck, Brenton. Yep, let's go to Willerton. G'day, John.
Good morning, guys. Just a question. I've got a house, and I've been given permission, like most of the people in the area, to subdivide, and it's gone to an R30.
Yeah, this is a recent zoning change in the area?
Yeah, it is, and it's actually in Bunbury. Now, what I wanted to ask was, if I decide to go ahead and subdivide and get a surveyor in to do all that needs to be done, do I have to the area that I want to subdivide, provide power and water to that area, or can I sell it and say, look, here's a piece of land, if you want to buy it, you supply everything else yourselves?
Yeah,
what's the story?
It's a bit of both. You need to, you'll find in your subdivision, which you put through West Australian Planning Commission, there'll be certain conditions.
Yep.
And
yep.
You've done that at this stage, have you?
No, this is just a question because I've tried to ask the local council and I'm getting conflicting.
You don't actually have to, I suppose to answer it as simply as I can, you don't have to physically connect, but you do have to be able to make sure that the services are available.
The services are definitely available.
Yeah, and you have to pay the statutory charges. So what will happen is you'll make your application to West Australian Planning Commission to subdivide the land. They will assess it, then they'll come out with an approval subject to conditions. And in there will be a number of conditions, and one of those will be Western Power, that you've paid the appropriate money to Western Power for an underground dome.
That WaterCorp, you've paid the charges that are required there for provision of sewerage and water.
Yep.
But you don't actually, and in some cases, depending on your situation, you might even have to cut a sewer line in, depending on what the particular situation is. So, yes, you do have to provide the money to those authorities so that the provision of the service is there. But, of course, there's nothing to connect to yet, so you don't actually have to pay for the physical connection. That's what the buyer ends up doing.
Okay, good. Thanks a lot, guys, for clearing that. Appreciate it.
No, we're more good than luck. Welcome to help, mate. No problem there at all. Lana of Swan View. G'day, Lana. What can we do for you?
Yes, everyone. With the land tax issue...
Oh, don't get me started again. I'm just calming down from being annoyed about it all.
My mother was in a nursing home and we rented out her property. She has since passed away and we have received a land tax bill. Would she still have to pay that as it was her property and she wasn't living in it, but we didn't actually... and it was rented?
Yes. Yeah, because you need to physically be your principal residence and living in the property. As soon as it becomes an investment property, land tax automatically becomes available, provided it's within the thresholds, which is an unimproved value over $300,000.
So now we don't have to go back and get it back off them.
No, but they can legally charge it, yes.
We've paid it, but I just wondered whether I'd paid something that I didn't need to. That's one question.
No, fair enough, yes.
The other one, with this shared equity and open doors policy and all that sort of thing, if you have, we have a son and he has a girlfriend and they're having a baby, mm-hmm. and does it, the price that they're going to pay for their repayments, even if they get into this scheme, is that different in any way than what they would have to do from a bank?
No. I mean, the repayments are worked out based on the amount they're borrowing or the amount they can afford to borrow and the current variable interest rate and assessment buffer that we apply. So, obviously, each bank is different. Each bank has different pricing points and charge different interest rates, but our repayments are worked out exactly as any other lender would determine them.
Lana, question because the percentage rate is very competitive from Keystar. Compared with, when you think about it, it is a riskier loan, is the reality, because you're talking about a lot less deposit. But the percentage rate is very fair.
Yeah, our interest rate is calculated or based on the medium price point on the standard variable interest rates of the big four. Yeah. Yeah, so we determine that.
The main benefit of going through your program is that for people who just don't have a deposit.
That's correct. Our key selling point is the low deposit requirement.
Mm-hmm. Not all banks will do that.
No. Thank you very much.
Good on you, Lana. Thank you for your call. Lisa's next from Kelmscott. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, how are you going?
Good.
Just wanted to know, council and water rates, are they shared or is the... who's responsible for that?
No, they're not. Currently on our shared ownership products, the council and water rates are the borrower's responsibility, such as any insurance, building insurance to keep that property maintained. Like I said, the housing authority is a silent co-owner, so they're not charging any rent or interest on their portion during the
transaction.
You know
how I look at it? Quite simply, I look at it as really a interest-free loan.
Pretty much, yes.
Effectively.
Yeah.
So really, 20%, 30%, 40%, depending on the situation, is provided by the government, but they're not charging you anything for it. And you can buy them out down the track for market value and take into account the other aspects. So it's simply to break it down, it's almost like an interest-free loan. I mean, it's not quite because there's ownership, but that's the practical side of it.
It is, yeah, it is. If... there's no place like this anywhere else. There's no product. It's very unique. No other lender
We were saying that early on, weren't we? It's quite unique to Western Australia that we have this opportunity for young buyers to get into the market.
Okay, Lisa?
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you. Yes, I can understand her disappointment there, though. She probably figures you've got a share in the property. You pay the rates or part of them. There you go. Good point, Lisa. But it doesn't work that way. 14 to 10, entering the last quarter very soon, to use a footy term, of Talking Property. So you better get on board now, you'll miss out. 922 11 882.
Talking Property for Gemmell Homes. Craig stands behind every home he builds.
Adam Shand here. On Friday on Drive, we asked what responsibility Australia should take on in resettling refugees created by the Syrian crisis.
I think we should be taking some refugees. I think 20,000, 30,000, it doesn't really matter.
The sole reason for leaving is that they're safe, but no, they push on and come to Australia.
This is a man-made disaster. Where's the help now?
Join Adam Shand on Drive, weekdays from 3 on 882 6BR. Your city, your station.
Do you remember the days when quality craftsmanship meant Australian? Getting more for your money was never a surprise. And the great Australian dream was to have your very own home. Gemmell Homes' commitment to quality and value for money has passed the test of time. Because when it comes to the great Australian dream, Craig still stands behind every single one he builds.
Did you know all Kias come with 7-year factory warranty plus great drive-away offers? Like the 5-door Rio S hatch with free auto, now from $16,990 drive-away. Or the Serato S sedan or hatch with free auto from $19,990 drive-away. And the Sportage SI with a free $1,000 gift card from $26,990 drive-away. What are you waiting for? Hurry into your Western Australian Kia dealer. Offers end September 30. For full terms and conditions, see your Kia dealer or visit kia.com.au.
Right now at Masters, get yourself a handy curved or straight-handled Sanley line trimmer for just $99. That's right. An amazing $99. Both trimmers come with a 26cc two-stroke bump head auto feed and 40cm cutting width, plus a safety guard and one-year warranty. They're perfect for brush cutting, line trimming and dealing with heavy grass and weeds. A handy Sanley line trimmer for just $99. But when they're gone, they're gone. So hurry into Masters, Australia's fastest growing hardware store.
To be totally honest with you, without Slater and Gordon, I wouldn't have gotten to where I am now. Just because they were there. It was someone to sort of refer to, someone to fall back on, and just to reassure myself that it was all happening. There was someone there to lend a helping hand.
If something's happened to you on the road, we'll guide you through the legal process every step of the way to help you get the best outcome possible. Call Slater and Gordon Lawyers on 1800 555 777.
From top to tow bar, Auto Extra has all your towing solutions. They exclusively supply and fit only genuine Heyman Reese tow bars, including wiring solutions. ADR compliant and built to last, all Heyman Reese towing products come with a lifetime warranty and won't compromise your new car warranty. And you'll be able to tow a trailer load more. Call Auto Extra now or order your tow bar and book your fitting online at towbarsperth.com.au.
Tony L Fresh Food Market is bringing farm fresh produce to you with the best selection of fresh fruit and veg. Sweet juicy pack of pears, $1.99 a kilo. Freshly picked strawberries, $1.79 per 250 gram punnet. Large golden ripe pineapples, $3.99 each. Luscious Australian bananas, $1.99 per 750 gram bag. And freshly picked sweet potato, $2.99 per kilo. Some items pre-packed, prices may vary. Tony L Fresh Food Market, open 8 to 6, 7 days a week. 86 Hammond Road, Jandakot.
On 6PR's Weekend Wake Up, we're talking property.
We are indeed, and I have been advised that 9-year-old Emily Langdon wants a Keystart loan. Is that right, Carl?
No, that's not right. No,
the conversation. Her dad does.
No, I wish I was 9 again. No, the conversation was based along the lines of how old do you have to be before you could be eligible for a Keystart loan, and it is 18 years of age.
You thought 9 was all right.
Well, no, I was debating as to, you know, when you've got an apprentice who goes out at 15, and, you know, we've got jockeys and electricians and plumbers that are of that age that are out there working and doing apprenticeships, and so they're earning an income. Do they qualify? And we do have a lot of other kids at younger ages in workplaces. So I just wondered at which age they qualified for the loan. So we found that out. 18.
It's a good question, but you don't qualify for the $100.
There's no problem there. It's for those that want to ring the radio station. I haven't rung. I'm sitting here.
True.
Right, now.
A buy? Yeah. A buy after the 23rd round of fixtures. How can that happen?
Buy.
What?
I was going.
Where?
Yeah, I didn't want to make any further comment.
Do you think that's a viable proposition or not?
Well, it probably is. It is if they are going to do what they've done. And that is, look, I actually, personally, don't have any issue with clubs resting players.
No, why not?
But what it should do is it should apply to everybody, top and bottom. Mm. But if a bottom side had have done what Fremantle and North Melbourne have done this weekend, if they'd done it, then they'd be accused of tanking.
Mm.
So we've got a complete contrast. So that's something that we will certainly throw out there this morning. Does the AFL have any integrity? The West Perth and West Australian Football Commission issue, player movement. The sub is gone. Rotation's reduced to 90. The drug policy, 4 matches and $5,000 for a second offence. Is that tough enough? And much more.
Good on you. Thanks very much, Carl. Carl and the boys after 10 o'clock Saturday morning at the football. Last chance if you'd like to call us. You'll need to do so in about the next 30 seconds or so because we are fast running out of time. 9221882. We've got a couple of texts. Lauren. Thank you, Lauren. Hi there. My partner and I currently have a home loan through Keystart for a year and a half. Now, we were wondering how much of our loan we would need to pay off before we're able to refinance our loan. That's a curly one for you, Lisa.
That is a curly question. I guess the answer to that question would be based on what other bank products Lauren can obtain. So generally, it's in the best interest for Lauren not to refinance her Keystart loan until she's at least got below 80% equity so that she's not charged lender's mortgage insurance from the other lender, because that is a substantial saving for Lauren. But Lauren can refinance at any time. There's no restrictions to her refinancing, but my suggestion is that she doesn't do that until she's got the right equity in her home to do so.
Mm. Alrighty, and we've got not so much a question, but Jill says, first home buyer's grant should only apply to people who were born here. That's always been a bit of a contentious issue, hasn't it?
Yeah, well, most of us have come from somewhere, haven't we, to be Australian? So I don't agree with that.
I would not agree with that, but I would suggest that if you have purchased a home anywhere else in the world, then you're not eligible to. Because as the law stands at the moment, as long as you haven't bought a home in Australia, you can.
That's right.
You'd have had 58 homes elsewhere in the world. You come over here and you get the first homeowner's grant.
Potentially, that's right. There is limits on it. Yeah. You know, you've got to be under 750,000. The great thing about the first homeowner's grant, which I always say, is its simplicity, which is good. They haven't overcomplicated it, which is good.
Yeah, all right, very good. Now, we're just waiting. There is a call coming in. Throw that person up there as quickly as you can, if you wouldn't mind, Kamer, and we'll talk to them. It's going to be very hard. We're going to have to toss a coin, I think, for the $100 cash, thanks to Gemmell Holmes. And we have got Robert of Bayswater coming up. As soon as you release that little old line there, we'll pop him up. Thanks, Kamer.
See what he's going to talk to us about.
Well, he will. Just throw him up there. Thanks, Kamer. Good. G'day, Robert. How are you going?
Not bad. I've inherited my mum's house through public trustee.
Right.
And we're still dealing with them. But I've been told that I've got to pay $1,000 land tax. And I'm not sure what that's for because I've just got the rates as well.
Okay. Now, was the property, was it rented out?
No. Mum lived there the whole time and she's passed away. I've moved in, but the public trustees are still executors of the will.
Okay, now if you've moved in and has the title changed into your name yet? Maybe
no,
not.
No, that's what we're doing now.
Okay, so look, I suppose the bottom line is if you move in, it's your principal residence, then there is no land tax because you're occupying it as your main home. But there may be a transition period where how long has the property been with the public trustee?
Nearly 2 years.
That's the problem. There you have it there. Because it's taken a while for the transfer to come into your name. In that time, it hasn't been occupied. Therefore, it would qualify for land tax. I would question it with the Office of State Revenue, but it sounds like you might very well have to pay it, unfortunately.
Good on you. Thanks, Robert. Very quickly, Peter, what would you like to ask us?
Just a quick, it's more comment on one of your things you said about only West Australian residents possibly qualifying for the Keystart opportunity. One thing as an immigrant that I was noticing when I read the census recently was 25% of Australians have been born outside of the country. But in Western Australia, the statistic is so high that 40% of West Australian residents were born outside of the state. Now, that may mean Tasmania or Queensland or
that's another country.
So to exclude 40% of the population who paying taxes here might not go down well.
I agree with you totally.
Peter, thank you very much for your comment. Absolutely. We respect that. Very quickly, Lisa, because we are out of time, and thanks for coming in. Unfortunately, you've done so well, we're going to get you back very soon. Where can people go now to a website just to you know?
Sure. To check whether they're eligible for a Keystart loan, they can visit our website, www.keystart.com.au. There's a basic 3 to 5 minute eligibility check they can do online, or they can ring us on 1300 578 278.
And where are you off to today, mate?
I've got some home opens, but I do want to mention about the 2015 Catalina Telethon home, which is the first home open this weekend.
Good, very good indeed.
Yeah, up in Clarkson.
Excellent. Good on you. Thanks, Kama. Stand by now for the news and Saturday morning at the footy.
Talking property for Gemmell Homes. Craig stands behind every home he builds.